It's a few minutes early, but I'm ready to start. Praise God. We'd like to welcome everybody for day three of the 2017 Caraway Camp, North Carolina, 2017. What a glorious day and what a glorious hour in which we live. As I was sort of thinking about a few things, it just came to me how wonderful it is to know the grace of God through Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can be going along pretty well, kind of, as some would say, flying high and eating pie and feeling really good about where I am and my walk and how much progress I've made. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'll just get blindsided. And I don't blame the enemy for that. I blame me for that. I get careless in my walk, get my mind off of being that moment-to-moment led by the Spirit, and you realize how easily you can get off track. Amen. But that's when, after the Spirit of God chides you a bit and maybe exercises a bit of discipline in your life, then He comes along behind that and reminds us of the wonderful grace of God.
Hallelujah.
And so, amen. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for the grace of God. You know, the ground is totally level at the foot of the cross. I remember one of the ministries saying at one time that, I think it was Brother Wager is quoted, or I'll paraphrase as best I remember it, but he said one time a lady came up to him and said, "Brother Wager, I have walked with the Lord so long, I don't know where else there is left for me to go." And he says, "Sister, go back to the foot of the cross." Hmm. And so all of us need from time to time to go back to the foot of the cross, because that is where we start, that's where we end, that's where we stay. The foot of the cross keeps us humble, and that's what we need to be. We need to be there because of what Jesus and Jesus alone has done for us. I'd like to just read a scripture here. If you'd like to turn to it, it would be good. The second chapter of Ephesians, and I'm going to begin with the first verse. "And He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among also, we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God." At North Battleford, Brother Marcus was ministering on some scripture, and he came to that same place, "But God."
Amen.
And he said, "You know, I love that word, but." The B word, but, that conjunction. "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You know, I like the way he uses the word a couple of times, together.
Yeah.
You know, we're all being brought along together, and that's why it is so important that we support one another, that we encourage one another, that we lift one another up as we comfort one another, because we are all going to go in to the kingdom of God together.
Amen.
No one is going to go in ahead of the others.
Right.
And so this is not, this is not a race or a competition, but this is something that we are entering into as a body of people, the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. You know, the Lord wants to show the evidence of his glory through the church of the living Christ. He wants the glory of his Son to be manifested in us as individuals and as a corporate body. And only Christ himself could accomplish such a task of getting a whole lot of people, an innumerable number of people to flow together as that army, which Brother Rick mentioned the other night, that in Joel, that walk arm in arm, step in step, together.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What a wonderful gift the grace of God is. And the grace of God covers everything. I think it was Brother Robert on Sunday night that mentioned that said to us that the grace of God covers everything. It reaches to the highest heavens and the lowest hells. It covers everything. The work of Calvary is so absolutely complete that the natural mind just can hardly comprehend it.
Amen.
It is only by the Spirit of God, by having the eyes and ears of the Spirit dwelling within us, that we can even begin to conceive or appreciate what God has done for us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I think that's why God allows some of these experiences in our lives where we're flying pretty high and we think we're in pretty good shape, and then we sort of begin to depend upon our own selves. We depend upon our own resources, our own cleverness, our own righteousness, as it were. And God will come along and say, you know, this isn't about you at all. This is about the glorification of my Son within you. And there is no room at all for your righteousness. In fact, your righteousness are as filthy rags.
Right.
You need to just strip down, so to speak, and let the Spirit of God clothe you. And I'm just thankful to God that he doesn't give up on us, that he doesn't quit on us, that he continues to work with us. And I think, you know, I think about that scripture, that scripture that says, he that hath begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And it is in those times of discouragement that scripture comes back and you realize, if God has called you and if God has chosen you, then he will complete the work that he has started in you. The only way that is not going to happen is if you just turn in your resignation and you say, I'm out, I'm done, I want no part of this. But as long as you're hanging on, at least sometimes by your fingernails and your toenails, and just getting through sometimes. It's not always a matter of just being super spiritual all the time. Sometimes, I was telling a young man here the other day that he's going through, as Rick says, the thin end of the horn, real life thin end of the horn. and was feeling really low. And I just felt to tell him, you know, sometimes it's not being high and riding high spiritually through these things. Sometimes it's just hanging on to get through that. Just trusting that God will give you what you need day by day. Not even day. Sometimes it's moment by moment, hour by hour, minute by minute, to get through those difficult times. But there will always be a way of escape. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. And the brethren have taught this week about there is a purpose in it. Someone said in the meetings at North Battleford that the issues that are on your plate have been perfectly designed to bring you to the place He wants to bring you. It is, I think the words are, they were tailor-made exactly for you. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The purpose for the grace of God in our lives is for us to become that workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We'd like to welcome those who are joining us by way of Facebook Live. Thank you for being with us. And we hope that by the Spirit you can join in and be of one mind and one heart with us as we worship this morning. I'm not sure exactly how the first part of the meeting is going to go, but as I was thinking about the grace of God yesterday, my wife and I were talking about it. I said, Jan, what is a good song that besides Amazing Grace that talks about the grace of God? And she said, what about that song, Wonderful Grace of Jesus? And I thought, oh, that's perfect, but it's not in the Red Book. So I don't know how many of you know it. I don't know if you have internet reception here or not. If you do, just pull it up on your phone or your iPad or whatever. And there are a few of you that I have talked with that say that you know that song. You may know it too. I don't know. Brother Joe knows it. You play on the piano. He said he did. So if I have spoken to you or you know the song really well, if you'll come up, I've got 10 copies of it. And I'm not looking for solos here or anything, but since it's not in the book, we're going to need some help in it. But I just think it just says, and while they're coming, let me just read a couple of the verses and the chorus to you. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin, all. Brother Marcus said, was it here in North Battleford? All means all. All. Greater than all my sin, how shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise His name. All right, let's stand together. few extra copies.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Lord, just stay there.
Turn the page over.
Love, mercy, and grace. How many of you know the song Love, Mercy, and Grace? 'Twas love that gave at greatest cost. You know it, Joe? I think it goes back to our Methodist background. 'Twas love that gave the greatest cost, a life that mine should not be lost. A love that died in deep despair, my debt fully satisfied there. It was love that took my place on the cross of Calvary. It was grace redeeming grace that paid my ransom full and free. Over sin without within, I have the victory through grace, marvelous grace, that lives in me. Nobody knows that?
We'll come along with
it. Well, it fits in so well. I'm sorry that nobody knows it. But Jan, come. Alright. 'Twas love that gave the greatest cause, a life that mine should not be lost. A love that died in deep despair, my debt fully satisfied there. It was love that took my place on the cross of Calvary. It was grace, redeeming grace, that paid my ransom full and free. Over sin without within, I have the victory. Not by the works we have done, but by thy grace. grace and thy grace alone, into thy presence we come. How many know that one? Keep our heads.
Into thy presence we
together, that there's a presence and an anointing of the Spirit that is there in a different way than it is in our private times. And so we don't get these times as much as we do the other. So we want to drink in and let that anointing that is present in this place, in this gathering, when we gather from so many places around the country to come into this place, called together by the Holy Spirit. We're not called here by the ministries or called here by the elders or called by the staff at Caraway Camp. We are here because the Spirit of God has called us to be here. We are not here by accident. This day was seen in the eyes of God before the foundations of the world were laid, that you and you and you and everyone else would be in this place, in this day, in this hour, worshiping Him.
Amen.
And we just thank God for the privilege to be able to do that. So let's sing it together. Father, we just thank you so much for our gathering together unto you this morning.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we're thankful for the grace of God expressed through Jesus Christ, brought to us through Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross, through the shedding of his blood, through his burial, his resurrection. All of these things, Lord, have provided for us everything that we need for life and godliness. Lord, it is all about Jesus Christ. It is all about him. Lord, may we just this morning and this hour let our consciousness of ourselves just kind of ease away, that we may focus upon you, that we may realize this is about you. This is about you in our brothers and our sisters, as we recognize within one another the Christ that dwells within them, that we may, as we have been taught this week, to honor them, to reverence them, to love them, to respect them, because when we do, we are respecting the Christ that is within them.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, we just thank you for your presence with us this morning, and pray that you would continue with us as we worship together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Don't leave me. You can do that. We're going to sing right now, Wonderful Navy Bears. Remember that one on page 66 in the back. Wonderful Name He Bears. Wonderful Crown He Wears. Wonderful Blessings His Triumph Affords. Wonderful Calvary. Wonderful Grace for me. Wonderful Love of My Wonderful Lord. 66 in the back. How many of you know that? All right. Well, it's a good one.
Wonderful name.
Can't help and what's going on to think of the love of God. How precious is that love to us? There's a story behind that, which I probably don't know the name, but the last verse was not able to be added to the song. And there was a monk that was of the Jewish faith, but he was in a monastery, and he wrote and penned the last verse of this song. And he wrote it, and it was put away. And somehow some prisoner got it and wrote it on a prison wall. Well, they went about the 1700s, 1800s, when this song was being sung and being wrote. He says, Lord, I need, in those days, they needed four verses. And the prisoner in there looked up on the wall, and this fourth verse was there. And it was told this man, and he went, I'm not sure whether he was in prison or not, but he looked on the wall and he saw that fourth verse. If we could eat with thee. There's fear. And every stalk on earth, a quill, cannot contain the love of God. And that was filled in that fourth verse. And when you talk about the grace of God, you cannot talk about it unless you talk about His love that gave us His grace. Amen. And it just came, just flooded my soul as we were singing about the grace of God, to sing the love of God this morning, all of us sing it. So we need to turn to it.
156.
Thank you.
morning that I love you with an undying, everlasting love. There is no place that you can go that will separate you from my love. Whether you go to the highest mountain or the lowest valley, no matter what you struggle with, no matter what you go through, yes. I am with you, for I am one that sticketh closer than a brother. Yea, I am closer to thee even than thy breath itself. For yea, by my spirit I dwell within thee. And my spirit doth commune with your spirit.
Yes.
And you shall know that my love keeps you and enfolds you and comforts you and strengthens you. And even when you stumble and even when you fall, yea, as you return to me, as you confess before me, yea, have I not said that anyone who cometh unto me and confesses himself before me, yea, I shall indeed forgive. Yea, I shall indeed receive. Yea, I shall again set you upon a straight path that you may walk with me, thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father did reach out to you when you did not desire him, and he drew you unto myself, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Yea, and even now do I sustain you by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, and I draw you unto the free gift of righteousness, which I have given you, and which I give you moment by moment, that you may walk in my ways and walk in my paths, for you have nothing in you that can do this. It's only for me, saith the Lord. And I draw you forward and closer unto me, saith the Lord, that your flesh may die away, yea, and that I may be fully formed in you, saith the Lord. For this is maturity, and this is where I have called you to, unto the kingdom of the living God, to become that which I have called you to be in my body, to fit in into this many-membered body,
yes,
in a specific way that I have chosen and planned from the beginning of time and even before, saith the Lord. I knew all this that I would do. And I'm doing it in you, and I'm calling you into myself. And you're being formed one body by discerning me, saith the Lord. For as you look unto me, yea, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, you're changed into the same image. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the
Lord. Glory to God.
Praise God. Glory to God.
And ye, my children, if I have called thee, and if I have chosen thee, would I ever abandon thee? Surely not. But rather, know that I have called thee, and that I have chosen thee, and that I will be with thee, and that I will provide for thee, and I will give thee all things that do pertain unto life and to godliness. Yea, my children, lean heavily upon me. Lean not on thine own understanding, but rather lean upon the strong arm of the Lord. And yea, my children, put off thy filthy rags, and put on the robes of righteousness that I have provided for thee. Yea, my children, rest assured in my love for thee, and in my provision for thee, that I will never leave thee or abandon thee. And even when it feels like I am a
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For I have anointed you all, my children, to be my disciples. And open your mouths and your hearts and your bodies to what I need you to do on this earth. And bring all to the fold of our flock. And we need you to be there. My anointing is in you. Just let it flow. And give me your voice and your bodies. Do not fear, because you have my armor and my promises. My son died for these things, and my promises are real.
Glory to God.
For I have taken you down a hard path, saith the Lord, only so that you will be conformed to my image. And I have walked with you, and I have talked with you, and I have given you of my strength, because you have found that you have little strength. And that you called out to me, and I have been there. And you have found that you can, through my strength, continue to the walk, to be conformed in the image of Jesus Christ. And you have also found that your desire is unto me. And the things of this world that enticed you and drew you away from me, you have found that it's too heavy of a burden to carry, and that you have willingly laid it down. And you have found that there is freedom. You have found that there is peace that passes all understanding. And you have found that as you walk this walk, that you are able to walk in peace. You are able to walk in the joy of the Lord. Because these are the things that I am. And I give them unto you freely. And you have found, when I say unto you to be single-minded, you are confused with that. But as you rose up into the Spirit, you have found that you are double-minded. And you became aware of that. And those voices were not mine. And you have fled from them into the safety of my arms. And you long to have that one mind, that you will only speak the words of your Father. You will only do the works that I ask you to do. And this is freedom, my children. And be encouraged that if there was any other way for me to teach you and to conform you, I would do it. And it is not to destroy you, but it is to give you life.
I have robed thee with my robe of righteousness. Feel its warmth, feel its comfort, for I have clothed you for that reason. Yea, when that robe begins to feel scratchy or uncomfortable, throw not off the robe, but that thing which causes it to feel uncomfortable. Confess unto me that thing which stands in the way, and yea, again, I will feel the comfort, I will feel the love of that righteousness.
My love for you is beyond what you can comprehend. My love is indeed great, but my love for you is so unique and so special that from time to time, those that are cherished and loved by me will be put into the refiner's fire to be purged and be cleansed. But do not be discouraged when this time will come. But indeed, I will be that beacon, that light, there in the fog, afar off, that you're to keep an eye on. And keep working your way towards me, my children. So I shall have my angels round about you to protect you, to guard you, and to go with you. I will be the path, and I will be the light on that path that you are to follow. But there will be some hills, there will be some valleys, my children. But
but know that the love and the grace of the Lord your God is in you. And you will come through these things, for it is as you have accomplished what I would set forth before you, then the maturity and the walk towards that process of sonship continues, my children. Walk in me.
Thou shalt love one another. Look into thy wife. Look into thy husband and thy children. For at life he says, the grass groweth and withers. I may take them home at any moment. My children, love your wife. Love your husband and your children. Savor that which I have given thee. Thy life that I have given thee, I must also have come back to me. But my children, remember that those who have gone forward and that are with me, have, and I love them and they love you until we come together. Thou, my glory will be shown, but now utter my glory, not thine own.
Praise
God.
Praise God. You may be seated.
I'm going to ask Brother Cephas if he will. People come up. We're going to take a few prayer requests this morning. Is Keith Hurley here? Keith, you want to come up too and tell us a little bit about this request that you have?
To Brother David this morning that there's a need that has come to me by actually the, I recently purchased a house and the sellers of the home they sold to me are going through some very difficult times. The Lord actually was leading this transaction and there's a reason why these things happen. They have somewhat befriended me and I have befriended them. And I received a call just the other day that their 3-month-old granddaughter was diagnosed with what's called X factor. It's a blood disease. And she is bleeding internally. And they're having a hard time trying to manage that. They have taken her to Boston to receive some, I'm not sure if it's even an FDA-approved medication at this point. It's probably in a clinical trial stage at this point. Trying to get the bleeding under control. She's 3 months old, and they need our prayers. And they have asked for us to pray. Her mom and dad are very special people. And her grandparents are very special people, and as a result too, also her mom and dad. There are only 27 cases of this in the world. She is only the second female known to have come down with this dreadful disease, and the doctors are struggling to know exactly what to do. So, if we could remember her. And her name is Kalina Huffine. She's 3 months old.
Father, we come unto you.
Lev Kalina unto you in this morning. Lord God, there is nothing that is impossible with you. Thy Son walked the streets, he healed the sick, he raised the dead.
Yes.
Ye Lord, Father, we know you can do it this morning. We ask that our faith will increase, that every doubt will go. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we claim healing.
Hallelujah.
We claim it now, O God. In the name of Jesus, we claim deliverance,
yes,
to this trial body. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
The one the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Yea, Lord, we claim that freedom from that sickness.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
From that disease.
Hallelujah.
For you are wounded. Yea, for our transgression and you were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon thee. And with your stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
With the stripes, our joy is healed.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Andy told us, could you come on? And Reggie, could you come? We want to pray for you. And
we're going to pray for the Kechter family. Joy and Kechter has taken a turn for the worse, and they called in hospice, and a number of things going on with the family, decisions that have to be made. And we just want to lift up the whole situation. And Brother Reggie is trying to make some decisions if they need to go back sooner and so forth. And we just want to remember the entire family at this time with his mother right now. Reggie's done both.
Maybe if you could just stand with us here.
Yeah, let's stand. Heavenly Father, we know that you're touched by our weaknesses and infirmities. And my Father, we lift up Ken and Joanne and all of the family, all of the Kecker family at this difficult time with Joanne's failing health. And it's apparent that her homecoming is on the horizon. My Father, we lift up the family and Joanne and the whole situation over to you, my Father, that you would grant peace and comfort to all of the family as they rally around her bedside at this time and make decisions and plans and all of these difficult things, Father. We just place all of this into your hand. We pray that you strengthen Reggie here. Give him wisdom while he's at this camp, be with his dad, with his siblings, and the whole situation. We just commit it over to you. Sometimes don't even have the right words to pray, but we just commit it over into your hands for your word, your glory, your help, your assistance, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can just bear with us a couple more here. I think it was Steve Levson that brought Anita to us the first night. Most of you have probably met Wayne and Lois Peters. He's one of the traveling elders. And their daughter, Christine, has been offered a job in the Stratford area. I think it's in Kitchener, is it?
Yeah.
But they would be able to, she'd be able to be there at the assembly. But I guess there's some questions about it, and she just wants wisdom of God before she makes this decision regarding her job. So, can you play with that, Christine?
Lord, we lift Christine unto you. We thank thee, O Lord, that she recognized you as our leader. and are looking unto you for your wisdom, knowing, O God, that she wants to be led by you. She does not want to enter into anything that is not of your will.
Yes.
So we ask that you will reveal yourself unto her. Dear Lord, you will share with her that which she needs right now, your wisdom, to make the right decision. We pray, dear Lord, that it will be very clear to her that what you want her to do, what way you want her to take, what decision. So we thank you this morning for opening her eyes and understanding that she will make the right choice according to your will and according to your purpose. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have one more request. I think it goes really along with what we, with the theme that the Lord opened with this morning, the grace of God. But we're very happy to have Tara Jeffers with us now. So I think she just got here maybe last night. And she has a prayer request for a good friend of hers. Her name is Brighton. I think I heard Tara mention Brighton before. And she has her on her heart to just receive salvation. So the grace of God is available to give freely salvation to those who ask. And we'll just pray that the Lord will give her a heart to want to receive that free gift of salvation. So let's just raise our hands to it. Father, we thank you for Kara's heart for this friend of hers named Brighton. Lord, this is the most wonderful gift that anyone can possibly receive.
Amen.
And she has brought this need before you, Lord, and we're going to pray that you will undertake for her. Lord, you have said even in your word that no man cometh unto the Father except by you, and except the Father draw him or her. And Lord, we just pray this morning that you will draw Brighton to yourself.
Yes.
And that you will cause her heart to be softened and open to you. And that she will receive you, accept you into her heart as her Lord and Savior. And enjoy the freedom from sin, the freedom from shame, the freedom from guilt, Father. And will begin to walk with you along that road of righteousness and peace and love and joy. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May be seated.
Dave, can we have one more prayer? I have somebody in my heart.
Sure.
Very strongly. It's a young lady.
You want this one?
I've just been thinking of Jessica so much since we've been here. We had prayer the other night. I sort of wanted to come up. But a young lady in the church has had really hard times in the past, and she had been incarcerated for a while, and then when she was out, she was just bubbly and very excited about the things of the Lord and had rededicated her life. And just recently, well, about 6 weeks ago now, well, she married since she got out, and she had a baby, and I think it was March. She walked away one night, left without explaining where she was going, left her husband and the baby, and her mother lives next door to them. And the next day, she had a wreck and totaled the only vehicle they had. And they have not seen her since. So it's a real burden, of course, on the father and the grandmother, who is not of the age to be taking care of an infant, but is trying to do so while the husband works. But we don't understand Jessica's actions, but we do know that alcohol was involved in the wreck. And she had problems concerning these things in the past, but not at the present until this occasion. So we're not sure what has caused her to do this. She did have a wreck, and I wondered if she she could have had, it was evident she badly walked away from the wreck, too. I mean, she hit her head. There was two people in the vehicle, and it appeared that both of them had hit the windshield. I've thought about the possibility of even amnesia, but we don't know. And so we need all of your prayers that she might come back and accept the grace of God. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just come to you on behalf of this whole family. We know the husband and father and the baby is in distress and not understanding. And of course, none of us understand, but we love Jessica, and we were just so excited about her growth and wanting to be a part of us and the Lord. We just pray for her wherever she is, Lord. If it is a physical type problem, we ask that it be recognized by someone so that she could get the help she needs.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, if she's just been drawn away by the enemy, we ask for your intervention there as well. That you would help her to realize what she's doing and what she needs to do.
Yes, Lord.
And that your love is still there for her and your grace is there for her, and she could come back and we would accept her and help her.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, we pray for grandmother as well, Debbie, yes, that you would be with her. She's not of an age to try to take care of this little one, but she is willing to do so, and we just ask you to give her the strength.
Yes.
Help each of us that might could be of help to be aware of that. And we just pray too concerning with all the issues that they had, the social service has become involved, but that they will understand their desire and their ability, if it is there, to keep the baby, and that the mother would return and the family,
yes,
would be whole again.
Yeah, praise God.
For your glory, Lord, we pray these things and ask them in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
God, we thank thee for this all. We thank thee, Lord, for the moving of thy Holy Spirit. We ask that you will continue to speak to us. We thank you for speaking to us through the songs, the prophecies. We thank thee that we're able to hear your voice. We are grateful for that, O Lord. As we continue in this meeting, we ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, what must I say? I feel like I'm in prison here. Can't move around. So I'm out of my comfort zone. Well, greetings from Brother Lewis, Sister Lewis, and their family. Brother Lewis is one of the traveling deacons in the Caribbean. And from Brother Bonner James, his wife, and his family. He also a traveling deacon. And from all the elders and deacons in the Caribbean, greetings. Last but not least, greetings from my sweet Molly. I'm sure she is watching at this time. And our two sons, Asha and Ashoy, and their wives. Now, I custom to speak a little fast. My accent don't sound like North Carolina. So, I'm gonna try to speak a little slow. Save the message in the Caribbean would have taken me half an hour. It means that in North Carolina it took me an hour or two. Because I have to speak. I have to discipline myself and speak slow. I want you to understand. Amen?
Amen.
It's not it being here and then just talking and you don't understand. Thank God to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It was rough getting here, but thank God to be here. And I said to Rick, there must be a glorious blessing awaits me in this camp. And truly I've been refreshed, enjoying the fellowship. I'm a bit troublesome, so if I make a joke with you, and maybe not too comfortable, you can let me know. I think I'll be humble enough to say sorry. The birds. This morning I'm going to try to explain a few things on my heart. We are on a journey. From the time we are born, we are on a natural journey. Isn't that so? And that journey have taken us from baby stage to maybe some of us are what, 102 or 80 or 90. We had our ups, we have our downs. We had our sorrows and our pain. We had our stress and disappointment on this journey, naturally speaking. Many have made it to be doctors, lawyers, mechanics, engineers, and we could go on naming. Many of us have come a long way from poverty to riches. God has brought us into a wealthy place naturally. It is the desire of Him to bring us into a wealthy place spiritually.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. But we must be born again.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
As He said to Nicodemus, you are not only here to have a natural birth, but there is a spiritual birth.
Yeah.
The same as you're born naturally and you're born with 10 senses. Is that true? Not 10. How much? Well, at least you're understanding me. So when you're born of the Spirit of God, we also receive 5. David proclaimed and said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
That the Lord is good.
Yeah.
God is good. All the time He is good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Also said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And when we present ourselves as our bodies as a living sacrifice, they go up a sweet smelling savior unto the Lord. So our 5 spiritual senses must be exercised for us to enter into maturity. For us to fully enter into what God has called us to enter into. He has promised unto us eternal life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Life everlasting. When we are born spiritually, it is our responsibility to continue to enter into life and that everlasting life. We are not called to be satisfied on the measure that we have received now, for there are more that await us. All the best is yet to come. We must grow into the fullness of the Son of God. Thank God we can say we are on this spiritual journey. Somehow when I look into the book of 2 Kings, it explained to me, 2 Kings chapter 2, a bit more about this journey. It's a story with Elijah and Elisha. I want us to look at Elijah as Christ and we as Elisha. And it came to pass, reading from verse 1, when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. The starting place, Gilgal. When I check the book of Joshua, it explains to me, Joshua chapter 5, you can take that notes, what this place is all about. It's a place where the reproach after the children of Israel, the sons were circumcised. He said that their reproaches were rolled away. And there is where we actually start spiritually. Our circumcision spiritually is by the Spirit of God. We are circumcised by His Holy Spirit. One of the things I discovered that he said to Joshua, God said to him, there must be a sharp knife to do this operation, to cut off of the foreskin. And it dawned upon me, he said that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yeah. And there is an operation that needs to be done in your life and my life. And it will be done by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Because there are things in us that need to be removed.
Amen.
There are things in me and you that need to go.
Yeah.
So as we present our bodies to Him as a living sacrifice, He is a great surgeon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He has that sharp knife, the Word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And He is removing what is unlike Him.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
At the cross, it's all that there. Where I first saw the light, the blood at the cross, the blood cleansed, purifies. So, sometimes we feel the pain when the word of God, not sometimes we feel it, when the word of God strikes us, give it up. The place of circumcision, better. A place, as I said, where all reproaches roll away. We can put it this way, as the songwriter said, of the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart was rolled away. So whatever burden that is there, and as Brother Love said this morning, had to go back up the cross, start again. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel dry and dumb, back up the cross. Lonely, back to the cross.
Yeah.
Filthy, back to the cross.
Amen.
Feeling dirty, back to the cross.
Amen.
Feeling like you're no good, you're nobody, back to the cross.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for the cross. Verse 2. Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I'm not going to leave you. I saw desire here. I saw commitment, dedication, discipline, determination. And that's what we have to have. He said, I'm not going to leave you. I know what God has in store for me. And I'm going to press in. I'm going to press in. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when you press, you're pressing against something. We had to press against the obstacles. We had to press against the discouragement. Amen? We had to press. You know, it is very good to know that we are called, and we are called according to His purpose. I didn't call you, and you didn't call me. God called me, so I shall not allow you to hinder me from moving on. Because you didn't come. Thank God for that calling. So he said, if you don't understand my language, just put up your hand. I tried to do a little better. Did I put a pastor? I'm a bit of a teaser sometimes. So forgive me. Better. Bethel is a place that when you look in the book of Genesis 28, where Jacob, after checking his brother on his journey, looked for a wife. It's a place of loneliness. He was alone. And you find out in Genesis 28, the story. If we take time to read all the scripture, it might be here tomorrow. So I gave you the scripture. Amen?
Amen.
It's a place where the stones were his pillows. And we're going to have that experience too, spiritually. Where life just seemed to be tough. We lie down on our nice. What is the best pillows you have in North Carolina that you lie down on in the night? The best pillows. What are the names?
My pillow.
Okay, you got it. Right. And you feel comfortable. But there are times in your life and mine, those pillows will provide no comfort because of the circumstances that we face. Because of the trouble we face. They will become like stone. Very hard. We will go through hard times. It's for a purpose. It's to bring out the quality that lies in us.
Yeah.
That the beauty of Jesus will come forth and will be seen. I almost move away. So while he was there sleeping, and the time was hard, the spirit was torn, he had a dream. There was a ladder. The angels ascended and descended. Oh, hallelujah. Ministering unto him. Ministering life. and said, surely the Lord is in this place.
Amen.
So in our time of hardship and pain, God said he will never leave us.
Amen.
And he will never forsake us.
Amen.
He will minister unto us by his Holy Spirit. He had a great dream. It's a place of anointing. Better. Yeah. Then that he said the old men will dream dreams. The young men will see visions. And on my handmaids, I'm going to pour out my spirit. In these days. Yeah. In this day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It belongs to us. And he said that he anointed that place and it was called Bethel. We all will have our Bethel experience, but we are called not to give up. We are called to press in. And I like this, right apart there, where Elisha said, I will not leave thee. I'm going to go on. Are we willing to go on? You know, we see many people falling back. Testify that the best is yet to come. But because of some reason in their life, something happened. They are going back. Back is dead. Isn't that so? We are called to move forward. Verse 3. I had to watch my time and time myself. I don't want to give you a long pants this morning. And I don't want to give you a short pants message. Must I give you a 3-quarter pants? The one in between. I tried to give you the best one. Verse 3 said, and the sons of the prophet of the Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy servant or thy master from thy head today? He said, yea, I know it wholly your peace, discouragement. Who it come from? The sons of the prophet, sons of the prophet. You think they're telling Elisha, move on with Elijah. We have to look for discouragement in all of those. They're going to come. They are going to come. We better prepare ourselves that they are going to come. I often say that, and I don't take my time and say this one. The problem is not the problem. But what is the problem? My little friend asked me yesterday, Shem, Joel's son, Shem is his name. But what is the problem? I said to him, the problem is how we handle the problem. How we handle the problem, that's what becomes a problem. So we had to be in the place that problems are going to come our way. They will come. They have a purpose. If I don't have a problem, how I know God can solve them? Huh?
Yeah.
How can I talk about his power? How can I experience his power? I must have some problem. If I don't have a need, how can I know that God can solve my needs? So my attitude, I say my attitude has to change towards the problems, the needs that arise in my life. So let's read on. Verse 4. Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here. You have an opportunity to tarry at that level. He said again, I'm not going to leave. Opportunity is going to come our way to go back. Opportunities are going to come our way to be stagnant. Thank God for technology. But technology have caused a lot of life to become stagnant. We spend a lot of time watching the TV, a lot of time on Facebook. Is that so? A lot of time texting. Endless of time. Not realizing that we have to be careful because technology can make my life become stagnant. God has given us 24 hours a day. You don't have to answer this. It is nice to tithe our finance. Isn't that good?
Yes. Amen.
It's good to tithe our time. You ever think about that? Tithe your time. Don't rob God with his time. So if we tithe our time, it's supposed to be what? 2 hours and 40 minutes spent with him. And we can give the offering, whether it wants is 20 minutes, so we say 3 hours. Tithe and offering dealing with your time. You understand where I'm coming from?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I think what's brother, I know you're receiving. You don't have to say amen for me to receive. But I want you to say amen for me to really understand. If you understand in my language.
Amen.
So, sometimes we had to put on our door, don't disturb. This time is between me and my God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to come stagnant. We're going to become unstable. Any little wind and it blow hard seem to blow us down because we are not spending enough time so that we can be stable in the things of God.
Amen.
How can a young man cleanse your ways? It's by taking heed to the word of God.
Amen.
Spend time in the word.
Amen.
Know the word. Read the word. Meditate on the word. Eat the word.
Amen.
We have the written word. We have the living word. We have the spoken word. Spend the time in the word.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to finally become stable. Stability will be a part of us. We're not going to be seen soon shaken. Somebody tell me my eye black, and I know it's white. Because of the time I spend with God, I'm not going to shake me. I'll be unmovable. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's move on. Time is moving on. So he had the opportunity to stay there. Verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. A place, Joshua tells us about Jericho, a place of great victory. A place of patience. They were to march around Jericho every day for how many days? Everybody remembers? Think it's 7 days? And on the last, on the seventh day, they're supposed to march around it what? 6 times? 7 times. So that according to our math, that's what? 15 times?
14.
I'm waiting for the answer.
13.
13 times. Very good. So we have not go to school in vain. We can have this check. There had to be a repetition. Amen? Maybe a repetition to them. I had to go every day for 13 times, imagine. Lord, I don't understand. If you believe, you see my glory. That's what he said, believe, and we will see the glory of God. So in obedience, they match. In obedience, they shout. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down.
Hallelujah.
On this journey, we are going to face with a lot of walls. They have to come down. As long as we are obedient to the word of God, they will come down.
Amen.
For it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The problem with me, I want to see it done now.
Amen.
I don't want to match 13 times a row. That's too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the human problem. We want to see it now.
Amen.
I want to be rich now.
Yeah.
Instantly. Instant coffee. Instant this. Instant that. Amen?
Yeah.
Just now we will lie in our bed, we press a button, and coffee just comes. Instant. It's true. Technology improving. You never know. It happened. But God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We have a lot of walking to do. So whatever, on this journey, we are going to face with a lot of obstacles. The greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Okay. And verse 5. Discouragement again. From whom? The sons of the prophet. We thought where encouragement will come from. Sometimes the source that we think encouragement will come from will not come. But what will we do? Will we fall? That's why we need to put our trust in him, and not in man. In him who calls. Do you know the Lord is going to take away your master from your head today? You have a nice answer. I know it. Keep your peace, man. Be silent. I'm going on. Let the voice of the enemy be silent. And we move on. And Elijah said unto him, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, he said, I will not leave thee.
Amen.
We are not called to be viewers. Look at verse 7. The sons of the prophet, they went and stood afar off. That's not my calling. We have to know our calling. Amen? We are called to be the head and not the tail. We are called to be part of the body of Christ and not the only part, but the active part. That's, we have to know our calling and walk in that calling. I'm not called to stand afar off. There were those who stand afar and even close, and all they can do is to criticize. Everything they criticize. You ever mean that?
Yeah.
Everything is a problem to them. You talk too hard. You talk too loud. It offends me. I'm offended. Sometimes it's pain in my heart to say, like, everything offends us? Is there no challenge we can take on and overcome? Are we so weak? So, Jordan, a place of crossing.
Yeah.
We got to cross.
Amen.
But to cross, we have to be strong. He said to Joshua, be strong.
Yeah.
Be courageous.
Amen.
Because you're going to cross over Jordan, but you have the Hittites, the Jebusites to face with. Amen?
Amen.
But you have to cross. Hallelujah. We have the unforgiving attitudes to face with. But we got to cross from unforgiveness to forgiveness. We got to cross. We got to cross from hate to love. Are we willing to cross? Or are we willing to hold grudges in our heart? One against another. He said, Joshua, be strong. Be courageous. Hallelujah. You have the Hittites to face. The Jebusites to face. All kinds of Hittites to face.
Amen.
So you got to be strong in order to destroy them, to cross into, to cross over to them. Amen?
Amen.
You have to be strong.
Amen.
Normally he said to us, be strong and be unmovable. We must always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain.
Hallelujah.
Are we willing to cross? You know, sometimes I've met people in my lifetime. They have a book. And they can tell you who did them something from years ago. Years ago, they go back to the book. John did me this. John did. It's true.
Amen.
We gotta let go.
Hallelujah.
If we have to receive the double portion of God's Holy Spirit upon our life, we have to let go.
Hallelujah.
Are we willing to let go? I'm thank God that Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, rest upon me to do what? Heal the brokenhearted. Is that not so? To set those who are captive free.
Amen.
Praise God. So if unforgiveness of us in captivity, it is time to be free.
Amen.
If hatred of us in captivity, it's time to be free.
Amen.
It's time to be loose.
Amen.
We are marching to Zion. And we not, God don't want us to march with any weight. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besetting and run with patience the race that is set before you.
Right.
Are we willing to cross?
Yes.
One some writer said, I'll never be the same again. Oh no, I'll never be the same. Since my life is changed, I am not the same. I'll never be the same. We can never enjoy life if we don't cross over.
Hallelujah.
You realize that?
Amen.
We'll always be miserable if we stay on the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll always be grumpy. You know what I mean in a grumpy?
Yeah.
We'll always be hard to deal with. You ever meet people? I don't know how to go to that person, talk. I don't know what angle to take. They're so hard to reach. We all have to cross. So, well, coming up to a close. Maybe when I come back, if they send me back next year, we continue. As the story said, Elijah said to Elisha, what do you want? He asked for a double portion. Amen?
Amen?
What do we want this morning? What does the Spirit of God is saying to us? What are we asking Him for? A double portion. And I need that double. But it's not going to come instantly. There's a price to pay Father Dobbin. And I always said, Job sorrows was double, was increases in Aslan. But to the end, God gave him a double. He went through troubles. They that suffer with me shall rule in me.
Amen.
The suffering, the criticism of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory.
Amen.
That shall be revealed in you and in me. So let us be willing to pay the price. Let us be willing to lay down our life. Elisha saw when Elijah was taken up, and he did receive the double.
Hallelujah.
Our eyes must focus on him.
Amen.
And on him alone.
Amen.
And we have to receive the double. Take our, we have a lot of circumstances among us. Circumstances that are not pleasant, whether you want to admit it or not, it's reality. But they are here for a purpose. When Israel leave Egypt, they have a mixed multitude. They did have a mixed multitude among them. Isn't that true? They did cry out for garlic and so forth like that. Alright? So we have circumstances among us that need to go. God is going to take care of that. He knows when it will come. All he is saying to us, be faithful and keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Keep moving on. And handle whatever problems we have, whatever needs we have, that we handle them decently and in order. That's our requirement. God is going to do the rest. We are seeing people today that because of circumstances, because of indifferences, one or the other, they go back. Some go back from whence they came. Some go back under the leadership of women. As Isaiah tells us, woe be unto woman and become our leaders. Some go back. Timothy tells us that the elder of the church should be what? The husband of one wife. He never said the wife of one husband. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But because of circumstances, they go back, yeah. Which is very painful. But when I watch this story, I read this story, I read this story, it brings strength and courage to my heart. Will you say to me, do you ever feel like we're mad? Feelings come, but I don't live by feelings. We don't live by feelings. We live by the promises of the Almighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. So if I feel to take a knife and cut and betray, very mean, eh? Must I follow the feeling?
No. Thank you.
No. So we are not called by feelings. We need, I'm not going to end here, we need a cutting away. The promise unto Abraham, leave thy father's house, a cutting away. Leave the house of sin. Leave the house of grudge and hatred.
Hallelujah.
We dwell there too long.
Amen.
Leave the house of indifference. We dwell there too long. It become like our father. Indifferences can be like a torment. It's like a father house. And sometimes some people are comfortable there. We say to Abraham, leave your father house. Come. I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. You don't have to fight. I fight for you.
Amen.
I'm going to fight for you.
Amen.
So when I encounter difficulties, maybe personality clash, I say, Lord, you fight for me. So I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. I'm going to make of you a great nation. Yeah. You know one of the verses of scripture that keep me in check? Because God said that he is, I am his people. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, if my people, so I'm God people, that are called by my name, one, humble yourself, two, seek my face, pray, and turn from your wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, I'm going to forgive your sins, I'm going to heal your land. Is everybody here God people?
Amen.
It is something. Is everybody here God people?
Amen.
So we have a problem. Now you see that, right? God said, if my people, you see the four things that he put out there? So maybe my problem might be pride. Your problem might be wickedness. That might be hard to see, but it's reality. Alright? We may fall into one of the categories. But he said, humble yourself, seek his face, pray, turn from our wicked ways. We're going to see the healing.
Amen.
We're going to see the healing.
Hallelujah.
As long as we follow the pattern that God gave, healing will be among us. Blessing will be among us. Remember with Moses? He built according to the pattern. And the glory of God filled that house, that the priest was not able to stand to minister. Oh, hallelujah. All because he followed the pattern. Let us follow the pattern. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.